Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I am so happy to have you back. Today we have a fun solo show for you. I'm going to share a little bit of what's going on this summer, what to expect from the show, and some fun book recommendations. So the first things first, if you notice, there's lots of episodes being released every week. So after the pandemic, after being stuck at home for so many months, like 9,000 months, I realized I was like, holy crap, I want to see Chicago. I want to experience life. And so that meant I needed to spend less time editing, producing the podcast, interviewing people, and more time getting out of the house. I instead of releasing like 5 to 6 episodes because I was interviewing too many authors, I decided to release them 2 a week. And so those are the episodes that are going to be released. I'm almost done with batch recording for most of the episodes. And so you'll get new episodes every week all the way to November. And then we may take a break. We may not take a break. I don't know. It's too far away. But I'll keep you posted if we decide to take a break. So that's why the episodes have decreased in number, but there's plenty in the backlist. So if you're ever looking for a new episode to listen, there's like 300 something episodes for you to touch base. There were like 200 or so episodes were released in this past year. So there's enough in the backlist for you to try. So that's really exciting. So a few things are happening. So there's a life change that's happening. Due to tax reasons, I have to move. So I'm moving to Chicago after a year and a half being in the city. Most of the time I've been inside in the pandemic, staying indoors, staying safe. But, you know, I got vaccinated. I've been like actually going to outdoor sitting, going to outdoor coffee shops and like sitting around and writing and editing and doing the fun stuff. So it's been kind of like fun discovering Chicago, but I'm kind of sad. It's a great place to come. It's a great place to visit. Come in the summer, come in spring or fall. Don't come in the winter. Well, let me tell you, the winters are crazy. It is cold. It is windy. It is snowy. It is definitely not a fun place to be. I think for most of the month of February, we had like negative 20 for like 3 weeks. And it was like snowing. Like we had 9 inches of snow, 9 inches of snow, 9 inches of snow. It snowed for like 10 days straight. It was not fun. But spring, summer, and fall are beautiful. So come to those times. And I may do a slow episode to tell you all about Chicago, if you want. So I am moving, and I'm excited for the move. It is exciting. It is a different change. There's stuff like I'm moving closer to my family, which is exciting. But it's definitely, it's a life change. It's like, I haven't settled down. Like, I barely had time to settle down in Chicago. And then, like, lo and behold, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to up and move. So that's happening. I'll tell you when it's happening. In the fall. Like, I'll let you know where I'm moving and all the fun stuff there. Not right now. But that's happening. So that's been fun. So this summer, actually, one thing I realized is that I struggle with reading. I have a reading slump that's been going on for 2021. I actually started books. I ended up finishing books. I ended up leaving books behind. I started 10 to 15 books, and I stopped reading them, and I don't know, I just, like, there's a part of me that longs to be 2016, 2017, before I was, like, in the podcasting world, before I was in bookstagram world, before I was, like, trying to figure out, like, what the tastemakers were reading, and I was just reading for pleasure, and I was reading a book a day, and it was great, but I'm no longer in that place, and so I have to come to terms that I'm no longer in that place. I'm no longer in the place of, like, I actually don't have books to read, so I actually will have to. I have hundreds of books available for me to read based on all the different services that I actually participate. And so it is definitely an interesting place to be where I have too many choices and I'm not finishing anything. So funny enough, I did a hypnosis because my reading life, it is important in my life. And so I did a hypnosis and it was like, just finish one book. And I was like, okay. And it worked for a few months and then it stopped working. And so I kind of have to go back to self-hypnotize myself and just be like, just finish a book, just finish a book, just finish a book. I actually want to note, I want to know that I don't DNF books, and that's just a personal choice. I, you know, respect if you DNF the books, that's totally fine. I don't, because I've had this experience happen like at least 3 times this year where I DNF a book last year. I was like not in the mood. I was like, oh, it's annoying. I don't like it, blah, blah. And then I go back to it months later and I finish a book and then it turns out to be 5 stars. And it has happened. It happened recently. It happened like a few times. And so I don't trust myself to DNF a book. That's just like my choice. So that's where I am. So one thing I've been doing is I'm reading some other genres because I don't know if traditionally published romance are just hitting the mark or they're not hitting the mark. I don't know if I don't have the patience to look through indies and trying to figure out what I like for indies anymore. Like, do I like dark romance? Do I like forbidden? Do I like some rom-coms? Do I like some closed door? Do I like something else? And so I don't have the patience to just cover new books right now. So I've been asking my trusted friends from other genres to tell me what should I read. And so I've been reading thrillers right now. So I read a couple Alice Feeney's books, which I actually like. I read Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen book. I read A Live Constantine. So I've been reading thrillers from authors that I've read before that I trust that I like their books. And so that's been comforting. It's been nice. And so that's been fun. So I actually started Crescent City a while ago, and I like it. It's a very police procedural, but I will tell you, it's more police procedural in a fantasy world than anything else. I like it, but it's long. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's like 1,000 pages long or 800 pages long. It's really long. So even if I try to read it, I can't seem to make a dent on it. Like, it's not as engaging as a Court of Mist and Fury or Court of Thorns and Roses. Is not as quick and fast paced as those books. So I think that's why it feels like a drag. So I don't know. I bought it because it was on sale, so I should finish it off soon. So those are books that I'm reading, and that's what's happening. So in terms of the podcast and what to expect, I think what I may just do is I miss having fun with the show. I miss talking to you, talking about books, and telling you all about it. And so what if I actually release like solo episodes that I do once a week or every other week, and I tell you about the books that I'm reading or books that I create, listicles that I've created, or things that I'm like interested or themes that I'm noticing. And maybe I'll tell you about Chicago and all the fun stuff that I realized that I did in this past year. I think that can make me fun. So there will be one thing that I think I want to implement is to do a monthly reading wrap up. I know some other podcasts do them, and I used to do them, but they were like, I don't know. I got caught up with the author interviews and every other interview, and I was like, it's too much. So, but I think reading wrap up seems like a fun thing to do. And instead of rating the books, I'm just going to tell you if you should pick it or should skip it. And so I try to pick books that I like the most. So there might be the majority you can pick in. But if there's any ones that are like ultra problematic or you're like, oh my gosh, this is like a 1-star read for me. But you know, it might be a 5-star read for you. We'll tell you all about it. So I think the monthly reading wrap-ups are going to be part of the cadence. And they might not be long monthly reading wrap-ups because I'm not reading that many books. So they might be like, you know, 5 books or 10 books or 15 books. I don't know. It depends on how much my reading goes. And it's like, it's just part of the process. So I think monthly reading wrap-ups are going to be part of it. I want to say something about the whole, that part of it, and that reading is not a competition. I think I have to come to terms with that myself, is that reading is not a competition. Just because I only read like 1 book a week doesn't make me a bad reader. Just because I read a book, 1 book a month, it doesn't make me a bad reader. Or 1 book a year, it doesn't make me a bad reader. It's how I choose to spend my time, and that's just like a choice. It's not like a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just like, it's nothing. It's just this. So coming to terms right now is like, I'm okay not finishing books in 1 day. And that's just like coming to terms with it after doing that for so long. It is just part of the process. So that's what's going on. So I want to have a call to action for you because I think it'll be fun to connect with the community. So as a call to action, I want you to pick one episode that you loved, whether it's your favorite author or book recommendation or something you discover. You like discover a book that you wanted to read and you were like, it's a 5-star read for me. And share that episode on your Instagram stories and tag me at Watch Me Next Pod. And I'll tag you back and I'll share it with my audience. I think it'll be fun to get to know, like, which are your favorite episodes. Because we get them on downloads, but I don't know from you, like, which ones you love, which ones are made a difference. So tell us all about them. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit watchmenextblog.com. The Watch Me Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Me Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchmenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.